Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ, which essentially, it means, after Christ, when referring to a date on the calendar. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to Matthew chapter 9. With today's reading, we will be starting in verse 18 and ending this chapter on verse 38. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 18. As Jesus was saying this, the leader of a synagogue came and knelt before him. "My daughter has just died," he said, "but you can bring her back to life again if you just come and lay your hand on her." So Jesus and his disciples got up and went with him. Just then a woman who had suffered for 12 years with constant bleeding came up behind him. She touched the fringe of his robe, for she thought, "If I can just touch his robe, I will be healed." Jesus turned around, and when he saw her, he said, "Daughter, be encouraged. Your faith has made you well." And the woman was healed at that moment. When Jesus arrived at the official's home, he saw the noisy crowd and heard the funeral music. "Get out," he told them. "The girl isn't dead, she's only asleep." But the crowd laughed at him. After the crowd was put outside, however, Jesus went in and took the girl by the hand, and she stood up. The report of this miracle swept through the entire countryside. After Jesus left the girl's home, two blind men followed along behind him, shouting, "Son of David, have mercy on us." They went right into the house where he was staying, and Jesus asked them, "Do you believe I can make you see?" "Yes, Lord," they told him, "we do." Then he touched their eyes and said, "Because of your faith, it will happen." Then their eyes were opened, and they could see. Jesus sternly warned them, "Don't tell anyone about this." But instead, they went out and spread his fame all over the region. When they left, a demon-possessed man who couldn't speak was brought to Jesus. So Jesus cast out the demon, and then the man began to speak. The crowds were amazed. "Nothing like this has ever happened in Israel," they exclaimed. But the Pharisees said, "He can cast out demons because he is empowered by the prince of demons." Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were confused and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. He said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his fields." Once again, that was the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 9 verses 18 through 38 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus does incredible things when we have faith. In each of these stories of healing, there was incredible faith. The father asked Jesus to bring his daughter back from death. He trusted that Jesus could do it. The woman reached out in faith and touched the hem of his robe. And Jesus specifically asked the blind men if they believed, and they said yes. True faith is not just, quote, knowing, end quote, Jesus is capable. It is active trust. The woman had to reach out, the father had to travel, the men had to speak their trust. So often our, quote, faith, end quote, is dead, nothing more than mental assent, and we wonder why we don't see the wonders of God. Real faith is a living trust in Jesus. This chapter ends with Jesus being moved to compassion for the crowd. He did not despise them. Jesus didn't tell his followers to do all the work but pray for workers. Pray and work, all with Jesus. It is still about faith, active trust. As we trust him, he changes us from observers to workers, to make a difference in the world. Here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. In what specific ways could you say your faith is, quote, active trust, end quote, in Jesus, not just mental assent or religious routines? How can you make sure your faith includes social connections? How can you make sure your faith is more than just social connections? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.